With SR News, I'm John Scott. Overall U.S. inflation higher in December. Overall prices rose 0.3% from November and 3.4% from 12 months earlier. Excluding volatile food and energy costs, though, so-called core prices rose just 0.3% a month over month. And the average long-term U.S. mortgage rate rose for the second time in as many weeks, climbing to its highest level in 4 weeks. The average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose to 6.66% from 6.62% last week, according to mortgage buyer Freddie Mac. Also at SRNNews.com, Chris Christie announces he's dropping out of the Republican presidential race.
The former New Jersey governor is ending his campaign days before the Iowa caucuses.
I've always said that if there came a point in time in this race where I couldn't see a path to accomplishing that goal, that I would get out.
Christie says the goal was never to be just the voice against Donald Trump and all he stands for. He was heard saying this on a live stream.
They don't want to hear it. We know we're right, but they don't want to hear it.
It's not clear who Christie will endorse. He was also heard on the live stream saying Nikki Haley is going to get smoked. She's not up for this. He also said Ron DeSantis called him petrified he would endorse Haley. I'm Ed Donahue.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken wrapping up his latest urgent Mideast tour and talks with the Egyptian president. American officials claim modest success in getting regional leaders on board with general planning for construction and governance in Gaza after Israel's war with Hamas ends. Blinken secured support from previously reluctant Arab and Muslim nations. The Dow is down 15 points, but the NASDAQ has moved up 1 point. This is SRN News. The Biden administration kills a Trump-era pro-life rule.
The 2019 policy pulled federal funding from any healthcare facility that did not allow doctors and nurses to opt out of performing abortions or sex change operations because of their religious beliefs. The Department of Health and Human Services states that those kinds of procedures represent, quote, emergency operations that all Americans have a right to. Pro-life and pro-family advocates say Congress needs to take action. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Repairs will take months and cost millions at Ukraine's historic Transfiguration Cathedral. The massive Orthodox church was hit by Russian airstrikes last year. Clergymen say the destruction is extensive, leaving the building with only half a roof. The cathedral belongs to the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, which has been accused of links to Russia. This is SRN News. In consumer news, engine maker Cummins will recall 600,000 Ram trucks.
It's all part of a settlement with federal and California authorities that also requires the company to remedy environmental damage caused by illegal software that let it skirt diesel emissions tests. New details of the settlement were released Wednesday. Cummins had already agreed to a $1.675 billion civil penalty to settle claims, the largest ever secured under the Clean Air Act, plus $325 million for pollution remedies. That brings Cummins' total penalty to more than $2 billion. Keith Peters reporting.
California lawmakers debating a ban on tackle football for children under 12 to reduce the risk of brain injuries. It has passed a legislative committee, but must clear the state assembly to have a chance of becoming law in California. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.